إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. ثم أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we seek refuge to Allah from the evil of our passion. Whomsoever Allah guide, no one can misguide. Whomsoever Allah misguide, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the seal and last of all messengers. You must believe, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, Al-Quran, and the best guidance, the course, the tradition, Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation in addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam is innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance will lead to hellfire. I adjure you to fear Allah to the best of your ability and by not accepting the state of Islam. Fear Allah to the best of your ability and by not accepting the state of Islam. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, continuation of our classes here on Sunday through the web, that today I chose the how is the best manners can gain you friends and gain you and something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself likes it very much. The more important thing that people or Muslims in general have a misconception about is the manners. Our manners, unfortunately, many Muslims, their manners are delicate toward their own selves and toward the others. And now, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, that sociability comes as a result of a good manners. When you have a good manner, people are attracted to you. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّكُمْ لَنْ تَسْعُوا النَّاسَ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ سَعُوهُمْ بِأَخْلَاقِكُمْ. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed you will never contain men, people, with your money and wealth, but you will contain people. That means you will attract people to you by your manners, your good manners. Love and is the fruit of being good, having good manners. Unfortunately, we say this one with bitterness in our heart, that many Muslims in these days, the biggest thing that they lack is good manners, good character. In the way they speak, in the way they handle matters, and the way they deal with each other. To the point that some Muslim ignorantly say that they prefer kafir over Muslims in their dealings. I heard it with my own ears that many Muslims around the globe do prefer to deal with, non-Muslims over Muslims. When you ask him, why brother you do such a thing? He said, the kafir, he never lied to me. The kafir, he keeps his word. The kafir does not steal from me. The kafir, when he works on something, he does work it good. He does it perfectly. On the other hand, he said, the Muslims, he has lied to me, has betrayed me, has stolen from me, and he never did good job. Wallahi, these are examples of very life. That's what I'm going to say. So even some brothers will say, wallahi, I took my car to that Muslim mechanic, but subhanAllah, he did not do a good job. And when I took it back to him, and he said, well, I cannot help you. Why, when you are dealing with the kafir, he did really good job, and if something happened to the car later, you take it back to him, sometimes even the kafir is willing to give your money back. Why is that? First of all, I said ignorantly, we make this kind of judgment. We say that we want to deal with the kafir because he's good in this and good in this. Of course, we know for sure that the shoes of the Muslim is better than million times the character, a good character of a kafir. Because what matters to the, in the sight of Allah, is to be a Muslim, to believe in Him. And even we see it in the da'wah. Sometimes Muslims go outside and give da'wah to non-Muslims. But that non-Muslim, he knows some conception about Islam. And now when the kafir cornered the Muslim and put him in the corner, that the Muslim cannot answer the question, or he does not have a wisdom to answer the question, then he will get mad, the Muslim will get mad, and he will show his bad conduct. At that time, the kafir said, well, I learned about Islam that the Muslim should have a good character. He cornered you already. When this Muslim being cornered and he found himself lacking the evidence or lacking the information or the knowledge to answer the question of that kafir, the non-Muslim, then he will show his bad character. This is our traits, are on us, we cannot deny. We cannot deny. And this is what made many Muslims say what I said earlier about the kafir. The reason for being, having a bad character is lack of manners. We did not learn a lot of manners. Secondly, ignorance of the deen. We don't have solid knowledge about the deen. Third reason that we have this kind of manner, bad character, weakness in iman. Our iman is very weak. Our iman is very weak. Of course, Allah, when we have weak iman, and when we lack manners, and we have ignorance about our deen, we don't even know our deen, how Allah will pave the way for us to have good manners. Actually, manners, good manners, are the result, the fruit of good understanding of the deen, and have the knowledge and also strong iman. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلُ فِي مِزَانِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ خُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. There is nothing is more heavier on the scale of the believer in the day of judgment than good manners. Good manners. Good manners is narrated by Bukhari, Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, and Imam Ahmad. Look at the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah told him, if you are harsh on them, O Muhammad, they will leave you. They will leave you. لو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. If you are harsh towards them, with hard heart, they will go away from you. They will go away from you. Why? Because what attracts people is the good manner. And the good manners come as a result of having, like I said earlier, the three things: strong iman and solid knowledge about the deen. For this, the love for Allah will come and flourish among the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we have this good manner, people tend to listen to us, people tend to associate with us, and people tend to follow us. Remember, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when that Jew person used to be put in some dirt in the way, in the path of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day. That Jew guy. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew about it. But one day, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not find that dirt on the road, on the path, on his path. So he went to check on this Jew guy. And he said, I came to visit you. I had a feeling that you were sick. He said, yes. I've been sick. The Jew replied. And then he said, the Jew again said, indeed, this is the khuluq, the manners of a true messenger. And he believed in Allah and the Messenger, and he testified to the oneness of Allah. This is the character. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ O Muhammad, you are in the best manner. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah testified. Allah gave him this, and he said, you are in the best manner, O Muhammad. So what we should do as Muslims? As Muslims, we should follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's example. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is an exalted standard of character. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed, verily, there is a good example for you about the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handled or how he deals with the Muslims, he is followers as well how he handles with the it's written okay. Assalamu alaikum. Is it okay now? Okay. So back where I said that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had encouraged us to love each other for Allah's sake. To love each other for Allah's sake. And this cannot be happening or taking place except when we have a good manners. If we don't have a good manners, we can't love each other, because one of the things that of the good character or good manners is to love one another for Allah's sake. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا أَفَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ It said the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will not enter paradise till until you believe. And you will not believe till until you love one another. SubhanAllah, he tied that you will not believe till you love one another. Can I tell you about something that you, if you do, you will be loving each other, one another? He said, give the salam, spread the salam among you all. One of the things that will make us love one another is to love, is to spread the salam. You spread to the salam to the one you know and to the one you don't know. Even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah says, seven that Allah will bring them under His shade in the hereafter where there is no shade except His. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned seven of them. One of them is two men. رَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Two men loved each other for Allah's sake and lived on that, and when they departed each other, they departed while they were holding to that love. So we should follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his example. With best manners, people love us and find comfort to talk with us and find the pleasure to accompany us. People will be willing to listen to us when we have a good manners. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam attracted all the Sahaba with his good manners. With all his good manners. But my dear respected brothers and sisters and Muslim, when we love our brothers or our sister, first of all, we love our brother and sisters because they are Muslims. Because they are Muslims. They become Muslim. For this we love them. And also, when we love a Muslim, our love should be directed toward this brother or this sister, toward their obedience to Allah. That means if you see your brother or your sister is disobeying Allah, then when you see that, you hate what you see in her or in him. If we see she or he is disobedient to Allah, we should hate him or her, especially if there is no hope in him or her to go back to Allah. This kind of brother or sister, you must deal with him or her in moderate way. When you see a brother, why? The scholar said you have to deal with this disobedient brother or sister because if you see a disobedient brother or sister and you give her all the love that you can because on the premises that she is his sister or he is a brother, then you are approving of what she is doing or what he is doing. That means you are really not touched. You are not touched, but what she is doing as a disobedience. Let's say a brother or sister, she doesn't wake up for Salat al-Fajr, and you live with her or you live with him, and you know for a fact that what is happening, then you should hate what she is doing or what he is doing, because once you let your love know that you really love her and nothing wrong, you know, everything is dandy, then you are not, she is not going to get the message. That's why they said moderate way. Your love should be at this stage in moderate position, in a way that you do not approve of what she or he is doing of disobedience to Allah, and in another way that you are, that is directed towards hoping that he or she will repent to Allah. That means you do not cut off your relation with her or with him. This is in the other way. So you leave that glimpse of hope, that hoping, you hope that the brother or that sister who disobeys Allah will go back to Allah. You balance it. If you know someone is dealing with riba, and you just go, you know, it's okay with you. You're still carrying away with him.
There's no sound. Brother Abu Yaqub?
Assalamu alaikum.
Go ahead, brother. Brother Abu Yaqub, what's wrong? Okay, Brother Abu Yaqub, since you can't use the hold mic, because you didn't log in using Sheikh Atlee's account. So press the F9 button.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Okay, the brother, he said he has a question. Brother Suhaib, he said, may I ask a question? What's your question, brother? Assalamu alaikum, brother Suhaib. I didn't get what you were asking me, however. I don't know if there is a clarification about the question. I don't know what you are saying regard to what. Okay, after the test. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's, you know. Okay, now back to, so if you see a lot of Muslims, unfortunately in this country, you see a lot of Muslims in this country love the kafir. And I, earlier I remember, I did tell you that the Muslims, some Muslims, many Muslims, ignorantly, especially those who are overseas, they think dealing with kafir, especially in business, is much better than dealing with the Muslim. Like I said, the shoe of a Muslim is better in the sight of Allah than the good character of a non-Muslim while he is not believing in Allah. Because what does matter in the sight of Allah is believing in Allah and He's the Prophet. But that does not give the okay for the Muslim to be not having a good character. Not having a good character. If you promise, you must fulfill. If you talk, you must talk honestly and truthfully. If you deal with someone, you must deal with someone faithfully. Kafir or Muslim. And this is how it will gain you the good character. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the good character comes, as I said earlier, and I add this, is the taqwa of Allah. When you fear Allah, when you stay away from His, the haram things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide your heart to be good Muslim. To be good in the best high manners, like the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It always gives you wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you wisdom when you talk. Will be up when you do things. The more you are close to Allah, and we know about the hadith when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah said, my slave will offer the optional deeds and prayers, and I will be his tongue that he speak with, and I will be his hand that he uses, and I will be his foot that he walks with. That means, hear not literally what I said. This is not literal meaning, but Allah will have the support of Allah when He speaks. He will have the support when He uses His hand. He will have the support of Allah when He walks. So the taqwa of Allah, fearing Allah and staying away from the haram things, will help you to build the good character. People are willing to listen to you. How many shuyukh we heard about them? MashaAllah. Wallahi, no. I mean, they had tremendous limitless. They have limitless. They have limitless knowledge. But when it comes to manners, they are out of that. They could not bear the test of manners, good manners. Because even when someone is, you know, one of the shayukh, when someone asks him, or whatever, he gets so mad easily. Or whatever. This is not the manners of you know, attractive people. The people will not, they will accept you if you are poor and with good manners. They will not accept you if you are rich and have no manners. Because people tend to, how many kids they say, oh mama or daddy or father or abi or ummi, I want to go to that class. And this kid, he said, because there is a mean teacher. And this is said about Muslims. Said about Muslims, I'm not talking about kafir teachers, Muslim teachers. This is because he or she is mean teacher. The kid detects what is good and mean, rude and benevolent teachers. Back again to the concern on your relationship with a non-Muslim, it should not take two extreme or one extreme. It should be again like your relationship with Muslim, it should be moderate. Your benevolence does not mean that you give away everything. That means, you know, I am really good, I am nice, and I am really, I have the best manners, okay? That means I have my sisters and my brothers who are kafir, who are not Muslims, and I still, you know, rosy everything with them, everything is rosy, everything is dandy, there's nothing like happening in the world. You should be, again, like your relationship with the disobedient Muslim, you should be also having moderate relationship with the kafir that you know and that you work with. Because Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi, he said, because when you show them that you still, you know, freely socialize yourself with them, you don't really have any obstacle hindering your way to get with them and to be busy with them and to be sociable and to have some activities with them. When they see you don't have this restriction, your relationship with them is not restricted, then they will assume that really you approve of what they are doing, of kufr, of what they are on state, what they have of kufr. So you have to be moderate. And not again to cut off that thread that connects you and them. You don't tear off, you don't go to one extreme to another extreme. You come to the moderate position. And that's what we are called. We are called what? Ummat al-wasata. We are Ummah, a nation of a middle path. That means you don't go to the extreme that you don't socialize with them, no whatsoever, and you don't, and or the other extreme where you socialize with them freely without restriction. Keep everything in the middle because you need the thread that links you with them so you can convey, because you are commanded to convey the message of Allah. And if you do not have a minimum of manners, of good manners, you cannot convey the message effectively. I prefer as an example that the many Muslims fail the test when they are encountered with speaking with a non-Muslim, and they get so mad and they get so furious and they get a little bit rude or sometimes completely rude toward that non-Muslim, and that non-Muslim in no way, by no means, he can be a Muslim, because we already seen an example of rudeness, especially when that non-Muslim knows about the character of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, when we have this kind of relationship with the kafir, and I stress again that we do not compromise our deen with them. We do not, freely, no restriction in our relationship with them. We keep it balanced. We keep it balanced, and so he will know. So we give him the impression that he will know that he is in the false suit. He is astray, that no Muslim. And also that we need to be not to pretty much having accepting their invitations and, oh, this is the Christmas, it is only Christmas, why we cannot go with them? This is forbidden, we cannot. Not in the expense of the deen. You have a good manners, that means you do not transgress against them by your bad words or bad manners, but also you let them know what you stand for. And by this, you are keeping what exactly the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he being dealt is how he dealt. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the one who does not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he said, Allah will not hold you accountable or will not have a blame on you if you deal justly and be benevolent to those who did not fight you. You will not receive Allah's blame to be just and benevolent to the one who did not among the kafir, among the non-believers, if you keep what? If you've been just with them. But you must show your harshness toward those who stand against Islam. And usually, the other factor that is very vivid in our character is who we take as friends. You know, a Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab." The man is with those who he loves. The man is with whom he loves. That means you will be, if you love the kafir, you love them from your heart and you don't see anything wrong with what they are doing, you will be resurrected with them. The American saying is, birds of the same feather flock together. So, who do I need to take a friend? That can be crucial to your manners. If you take other than the believers as your friends, then your thinking would be alike, the same as theirs. And if you love them, then you are one of them. This is very, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الرَّجُلُ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. The man is according to the deen, to the way of his friend. Let's one of you see who is taken as a friend or as a company or companion. So you are really according to your friend, to your friend. Whatever you associate with good friends, basically your manners, they're going to be according to those friends. You associate with bad friends, that's it. You associate with kafir, you're going to be, your manners very, very close. But the Muslim, the believer, he should always associate with his kind. Birds of the same feather flock together. You never see JJ birds fly with the crow birds, you know, that black bird, or with the pigeons. Never seen that. So you have to make this decision toward the pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you pick the friend that it is suitable for you. But that has an impact on your manners. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions are the Sahaba, those who loved Allah, those who did not care too much about themselves more than they care about Islam and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They cared more about Allah. Therefore, their manners are very, very good. They were having the best manners.
What is it moving?
This is my dear respected brothers. The about how to have good manners and how to deal with this manners. To summarize what I said is having a good manner in one scale, but as the same token, in the same token that you have to balance that good manners with what with the situation you are in. You have to show that you have a good manners to a kafir, but to a certain degree. Not your good manners will take you, you know, freely and restricted relationship with him. You have to balance. Because we are an ummah of a middle path. We are a nation of middle path. And we have to be this way, or otherwise our deen will go away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, restricted our relationship with the kafir. Even with our disobedient brothers and sisters. He said, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْ تَقْعُرَ الْإِيمَانِ أَنْ تُحِبَّ فِي اللَّهِ وَتَبَغَضَ فِي اللَّهِ. This is an authentic hadith. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hardest rocks of the iman, that you love for Allah and you hate for Allah. You love for Allah, yes. You love that Muslim who comes to the mosque, to the masjid, and obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stays away from the haram, you love more than the Muslim that he doesn't come. But I'm afraid that this kind of it took another shape these days. We are with those, the one who has money. Our relation really tight with the one, when we see someone with the good money, with the prestige, hey, salamu alaikum, brother. Even that brother, we know he deals with the haram, or his business is built on haram, or he deals with usury, but still we show more respect to that tie-suited person, you know, because he wears a tie and a suit, so really we give him the more respect. While that man, who is, he's poor, but he does obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't show him that great, the more love. This is unfortunately from the misconception of the Muslims nowadays. And we have to be very careful on this, and I believe we're coming to the end. And Jazakum Allah khair for listening. Anybody has a question, has any comment, any correction, please do so. Inshallah, if it is not, then inshallah, we'll see you inshallah next week with a different topic, inshallah. May Allah reward you. And may Allah give us the tawfiq to be among the good Muslims with a good character and with good manners. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time to, oh Allah, we ask you to give us as you do, like some of the Salaf al-Salih used to call on Allah, and he said, oh Allah, oh Allah, as you did, oh Allah, as you did perfect my physical being, oh Allah, perfect my manners, oh Allah, perfect my manners, that I will meet my brother with a cheerful face, I will be with my brother in a time of difficulty, I will show respect to those who deserve respect, to those, to elderly people, to knowledgeable people, all these good manners, and that cannot be gained only if we hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can be done. Remember this. Nothing can be done. No victory will be granted. No good manners will be granted. No iman will be granted. No increase in the iman will be granted except if we seek that from Allah. Except if we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, only if we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. If we don't seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, we will never attain anything. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. May Allah reward you for listening, and inshallah next week we'll see you inshallah at the same time, same day. May Allah reward you all. Whatever I say is good is from Allah. Whatever is I say wrong, bad, is from myself and the shaitan. And wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.